Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, we've talked a lot of turkey hunting here lately, ways to cook wild turkey. What do you say we shift gears this week and talk about fishing? It's about time for a fishing show, I think. Now, running water. I bet all of you folks that fish for catfish, you understand that running water equates to really good catfishing. I had a trip last week down at Lake Tawakoni. Now, all you catfishermen and catfisher ladies know that Lake Tawakoni, situated about an hour and a half east of Dallas, Texas, Lake Tawakoni is one of the best catfish lakes west of the Mississippi. That's a fact. I've fished there for years and written about a lot of fishing trips and big catfish. For blues, I don't think you can beat it. Lake Texoma, up on the Texas-Oklahoma border, many of you have probably fished Texoma, world-class striper fishery, but it's also got a lot of big blue catfish in it too, Lake Texoma. But for sheer numbers, and also for numbers of trophy-sized blue catfish, it'd be awfully hard to beat Lake Tawakoni. Now, I was up there last week fishing for blue catfish and with Mr. Tony Pennebaker. Now, Tony is a catfish guide up there and a good one. A lot of you folks planning trips to Texas, I know that a lot of you from Kansas and eastern Colorado and up in Oklahoma, I know you come to Lake Tawakoni, so I want to hook you up with a guide buddy of mine that is really good, Tony Pennebaker. He fishes out of Tawakoni Marina there on Lake Tawakoni. But what's happening now that you may not be aware of is that the catfish are in a transition period. They're moving from their winter pattern, where you catch a lot of, that's when you catch the majority of the trophy fish, the big ones, say over 20 pounds, 20 to 80 pounds, the wintertime on, but the bait is the same. Right now, shad, fresh shad, oily, bloody, fresh shad. You cannot beat that for catching blue catfish. Now is a time to stock the freezer with what we call eater catfish that weigh 2 to 10 pounds. Now, I went up fishing with Tony last week, and actually I've got a little, we're going to film a video with him this coming week up there, I think it's going to make a great show, but the action is one fish after another. You can catch a ton of those size fish, and you don't mind, that's the type you like to eat. Not many people nowadays keep the trophy fish. I certainly don't, and Tony and most any guide I know, they release all those big ones. But what we were doing, we were fishing not really moving water, but fresh water on the upper end of the lake coming in from the river channel. Now, if you can find some standing vegetation, grass in the water growing, weeds, aquatic vegetation, those blues do relate to that. And especially if you can find that type structure around any moving or fresh water coming in. It doesn't have to be a river. The lake you fish for blue catfish might just be a feeder creek or a ditch or something. Try to get, not, you don't have to be right in the middle of that feeder creek or river, but just close. Find you some shallow water structure this time of year, and chances are really good you'll be well on your way to a big fish fry. For those of you coming to Texas, here on High Plains Public Radio on the outdoor show that we're doing, all these shows are archived. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to Tony Pennebaker's website there. And, we're all about telling people places to go that's fun and hooking other people up with the outdoors. So I'll put that link up there, and you can always go, just click on features, and you can always go to Outdoors with Luke Clayton. It's been fun, folks. I'm already looking forward to next week's show. Hope all of you have a safe and fun week in the outdoors, and next week we'll have more to share with you. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.